When my first escrow office win and she called me for $250, right, signing, I flipped that and I called up one of my sorority sisters.
If someone knows what they want and they know that you have it, then what's left to agree upon? When can you come? That's the question I'm wondering.
Let's talk about notary.
I'll give an example of what that looks like in the notary.
Fascinating.
Peace, peace, peace. This is your international sales and marketing hitman, your humble hip-hop sales coach, Tiger Toledo. And you already know what it is, man. You're rocking with the best. We have a very, very special guest. I'm excited about this show. You guys know I took a little bit of a hiatus because your boy was in the hospital, had a couple of heart conditions and stuff like that. It was a couple of procedures here and there. But your boy is back, and we have a very special guest. You guys may know of him by the name Notary Ninja out there in Florida, but his government name is Mark Saez. Welcome to the show, Mark.
All right, Tiger. Thanks for having me on, man.
Absolutely, man. Hey, I'm really, really excited about the show. I got my journal. I wrote down some questions that I'm dying to find out because you're very candid in your videos. I've seen you take shots at people. I like that, because it helps people. I want to refer you as the vanguard of bullshit notary coaches, right? Bullshit services, bullshit Ron services. We also have a very similar thing we talk about, which is called the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
The Jim Jones Kool-Aid is real, y'all. It is real. So, Mark, please do the audience a favor. We got people piling in right now. Let everybody know who you are and what you do, brother.
Yes. All right. So my name is Mark Saez, the Notary Ninja Show and Podcast. My wife, Grace, and I started a notary business, same thing back in 2019. And we just expanded from there. And then at some point we started looking at the industry as a whole and going, well, what is wrong here? What can we change about the industry or make better for people? And that just escalated. I think initially our own local services. And then as we got better at the marketing, we just expanded it to where, just like utilizing other notaries to fulfill assignments, and then created a directory site because we kind of looked at that where there was some muck there that could be cleaned up, and that's it. Just like you said, Vanguard. I'm not afraid to call a spade. Sometimes it's I feel like there are other people out there that they just see a price tag on notaries rather than looking at developing them or adding value to them.
Now, how long ago did you become a notary? Because your background profession is in the health industry, correct?
Yeah. So my college degree and official background was as a registered nurse, and which is a very strenuous job. And I was always looking for a way out. And originally, I had gotten into insurance, and that's a racket too. it was difficult, but so I kind of fell into the notary backwards. I was looking for different ways to generate leads and was running ads and stuff. And then I just had like this light bulb moment where I thought, I bet if you got a notary commission, you'd just meet so many people that needed to do these estate transactions and it would be a natural conversation. And so it worked. And then from there, I was like, well, there was so much money in that. I was like, well, just screw the insurance thing. Who needs it?
Really? So let me ask you, because you have a very unique way of presenting and promoting your products and stuff like that. Where did you learn sales and marketing from?
You. Okay. Consuming anything you can get your hands on. So some of it, and I'm an introvert, man. I, you know, that stuff didn't come easy for me, but just some of it's just throwing money down the drain. When I was first an insurance agent, you could take advantage of it, try to sell you leads, and they'll tell you you'll get an ad agency call and tell you to write them a check every month and you'll be rolling in the dough, and it don't happen. And then you're like, well, I just figured, the most valuable skill set, I think, in this space is the marketing. So I just dedicated myself to learning, anything I could.
Yeah. When you came into the notary industry, what was that, 2019?
Yep.
Okay. So what was your experience when you jumped in?
Well, it was really good. It went way better than I thought. And I didn't know anything about at that time, a signing agent or loan signing, I didn't know any of that stuff at all. I had a Google listing that was for my insurance, and I popped mobile notary on there just with that mindset of cross-selling. And my phone was blowing up. And I had title companies, attorneys, the same thing. Can you do a real estate closing? And I'm like, sure. It's just notary, right? I mean, it's just paperwork. And that worked out pretty well. And so that was when I was like, literally not even 3 months in, I just told Grace, I'm like, you got to get a notary commission. This is like, I'm losing money because we can do so much more. So we started doing that, put up a website, and we really didn't do a whole lot of marketing, but then it became into my circle of awareness that there's this thing called a signing agent. Mm-hmm. And so we delved into that. We started accruing a list of vendors. And now from there, it was really good, but I also was like, this ain't going to last. This maybe ain't going to last. So
why did you say that?
Well, interest rates were low, I think just as somebody who's, you've lived a little bit, remember in 2008, everything went tumbling down. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it's a wave. Let's ride the wave, but let's be prepared for, the turn. So that was when we started looking at other things. Literally, people, it's just like you just listen to your audience, listen to your customers. They'll actually tell you what they want. Yes. And then just go figure out a way to bring, everybody's looking to buy something. So have something to sell them. You had an episode recently I had watched where you were talking about how you go into their house and you should be playing detective and looking around at the stuff. And I was like, man, he's reading my mind. Like, but that's it. That is actually it. Look at what are they telling you? What is their house telling you? What are they telling you as a person? And so Grace and I, we would have people that would, hey, can you guys do a ladybird? Like, you do the power of attorney. I love it. It's great. We get the ladybird. I don't even know what that is. But after about the third or fourth phone call, I figured we better figure out what it is because people want it, apparently. So, and that just, it was like it opened up a whole nother door.
So for those that don't know, for one, everyone, Grace is his wife. So they have a partnership with the whole the notary business, which is dope. It's like a, they double team on that. What is a ladybird?
So that's a life estate deed or a transfer on death deed. So some states like California Tech, they do a transfer on death deed. And then Florida, it's just, they call it a ladybird deed. But we got all these old people down here and they got it figured out. They don't want to probate their property, so they want it done.
Yeah, I love transfer of death instruments. Love them. Like they're like, I don't know how many pages out there, but it's like two pages here. Same thing. I analyze the market, right? Because I would always say that I'm not a notary public. The notary industry is my playground right now. So I'm just having fun and, in writing books and doing all of this other stuff. But I noticed that people that would get power of attorneys would be like the gateway drug, right? That's the weed, right? It might be Kush, it might be Reggie, but it's the weed. And the families would start off with something like a medical power of attorney. Then they would go over to the financial power of attorney. And if they own property, then they would go into a TODI. Then they would go into a will. Then they would go into a trust. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, this is consistent. This is happening often with clients. So I like that you are able to detect some of the things that are happening on here with the notary industry, and then you share it. And shout out to my girl LaShonda out there in Jersey. She's starting to share more of her experience out there to let people know how to approach this business. Because if somebody don't coach you up, man, woo, you're going to be lost. How do you feel about notaries getting coached up?
It's a love-hate relationship. So mm-hmm. The reality is that if you get good coaching, functional coaching, you collapse time. You know, I mean, if I knew in 2019 what I know now, holy smokes, yeah. You know, but they're getting coached up on a bunch of watered down Kool-Aid. They're being sold various certifications that I don't think they really mean anything. And even if they do, the certification isn't going to bring you customers. Your ability to create relationships is going to bring you customers. And your ability to market, your ability to learn how to do ads or to learn search engine optimization, that's going to get you customers. The certification isn't, I don't think it's worth the paper it's written on. Is it a good idea to maybe learn, like you said, to learn what the will is and how it works? Sure, then you sound intelligent to your end customer. Should you be paying some goon money because he's going to certify you in that? That's just ridiculous, man. That's
they're pulling certifications out their ass, basically.
Basically, we even did so with the Ladybird. We even did it, but it was a joke. And we literally told people the reason we do this is because you get a little lapel pin and somebody's going to see that and go, what's that all about? And you can make a sale. It's a gimmick to make a sale. It's nothing more than that.
Yeah.
They're doing it to you.
No, I laugh about it because like I would rate myself like a 9.5 when it comes to power of attorneys, because I've done so many of them, right? But not once did I ever think about like, hey, I'm gonna create a certification for power of attorneys. It was like, yeah, I'm certified to do power of attorneys. What? Where is that coming from?
Right. You were certified by your state with your commission. You know, I mean, you're already certified. Congratulations. Yeah,
now take this logo and smack it on your website. That ought to get you some customers. That's like, dude, that it's the Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. It is the Kool-Aid. Now, you also own a directory, a notary directory, right?
Yes. Yep.
And you dispatch notaries just in Florida, or you're dispatching all over the place?
Well, we started in Florida, so now we're expanding, and it's kind of a twofold process. Get the notaries. Now, I haven't looked at any platforms yet, but I do have my eye on one. So I'm trying to just do it organically, meaning get my own little crew and use them and use them with an assistant, with Grace, just kind of keeping the digital Rolodex. I would like to do it that way and keep all those, because they're more bottom feeders. You know, the platforms that you're paging with, it's just another bottom feeder.
Yeah.
Taking their cut.
They, I think you called out US signing agent. And then there was another one that you called out. I forgot the name of it. But what do you think makes a good notary directory?
Well, it has to have, it has to be able to rank. And I think it should more specifically rank your profile. Mm-hmm. So if I create a profile in a directory, it should be able to geolocate me in that directory so that I come up in my own local searches where I'm relevant. I think that you know, your if you capture your own leads in there, they should be your leads. It shouldn't be like Thumbtack's a directory, right? Mm-hmm. It's a directory that charges you for a lead, whether it's viable or not. So I think what makes a good directory is if you can show up and search for your own profile, and if that directory has its own marketing efforts in place, and it has, you know, has domain authority, meaning it's Google cares about it, because there's plenty of directories out there that Google don't care about them. So if you're putting money into your listing on there and Google doesn't care about it, then you just were donating money. It's a charity.
Mm-hmm. Around 2019, I tried to roll out a directory. It was called Notary Rolodex, right?
I like that.
And it took a lot of work, man. You know, I tapped out. I was like, all right, I don't have the manpower, the bandwidth to like really complete this the way I want to. But I wanted to set it up really nice for the notaries, but my main objective for the directory was I'm going to have to go out and get customers for the notary. That I like, in my opinion, the directories that have a hub of customers that frequently go to them and look for notaries on that platform, that makes you a very valuable directory.
Yes.
Right. So like you were saying with SEO and being searchable and being able to find a directory where you can put in a zip code and then, you know, these notaries pop up is fantastic. Now, I know like 123 Notary, Notary Rotary, those websites look so dated. I mean, like it looked like they created it in 1995 and just left it. The guy went on vacation, never came back.
Right.
But they have a customer base where people actually go there to actually look for notaries.
Yep.
So, if you could get someone like what you guys are doing, you and Grace, putting together a directory where you're making it easy for clients to find notaries, that's what you guys want to look for in a directory, not just some fancy new company that just pops up out of nowhere and they're marketing to you, sending you a bunch of, you know, attractive emails and saying, hey, you're a notary, you look professional enough, why don't you come over to Notary Jane, which I never use Notary Jane, but I'm just like, that's one of them that marketed to me very heavily. Like these guys were sending me emails like once a week. And I was like, how did you get my email? But right. It's easy to scrape a list.
Yep. Scrape the list. Yep. They're focused on input, getting notaries in, not on attracting the client base. So you got to put yourself in the mind as the directory owner, you put yourself in the mind of the customer. What is the customer doing? Well, they're Googling Wells Fargo, Notary, they're Googling all these things. And so if you put content up related to that, you attract the customer and then the notary gets their reward. You know, they get to be served by that. So where I think that a lot of those directories, the ones that do blog anyways, their blog is centered around trying to attract the notary into them to get their money. And yeah, I get it. You got to do that. You're trying to make some money off the directory. I get that part. But you also need to be looking at how do I get the customers in? What are the customers looking for? Powers of attorney. You know, those guys, what are they looking for that I'll draw them in and I will show up in their feed.
Yeah.
And then my notaries will show up in their feed and they can go make money.
Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to everybody on YouTube. Shout out to Nikki D. Shout out to Notary World out there. You guys can put your questions in the chat. We're going to go into a Q&A soon with Mark Saez, the Notary Ninja. I have a couple of more questions and then I'm going to pass it over to my co-host Tech on this one. So you have an interesting view on Ron. And I know right now Ron is a hot topic. People are doing hybrid closings. They're doing, e-signs and they're doing, you know, now Ron is just like, you know, everybody's talking about Ron. How do you feel about Ron?
If I get a call for a Ron, I just try to sell him a mobile notary.
Okay.
And I explain, sometimes I'll even let them fumble around on the platform for a minute before they decide, this is a joke. I'm like, listen, for a few bucks more, I could have just, you could have had a live person come there and take care of it the right way. So in theory, the Ron should be awesome in theory, right? You have this leverage of no geographical bounds, but the problem is the platforms are incredibly clunky and they're taking too much. Their cut's too big. It's just not, it creates an imbalance where the notary's making money for you, but you're taking an unfair cut. And then you compound that with the fact that these platforms or these SaaS companies, they have the ability to pillage your customer base. So now they're robbing you in more way than one. So, and if you have had a few debacles recently where, with one of them that they say right on their homepage of their site that you can cancel anytime. And well, that wasn't the case. We found out that really wasn't the case. So, I'm not a fan of it in general. It needs an overhaul too. And unfortunately, these companies that have come in now, they got big budgets. So they are going to market and they're going to promote their stuff and they're effectively going to be like a Walmart. I think each of us, we're all small business owners and we're trying to create our own network of reoccurring customers. And now you've got the Walmart moving in. It just puts everybody out of business. And I'm not scared of it, but it's something that needs to be duly noted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it really is interesting what's happening with Fron. I see a setup, I see like an Amazon situation going on with Ron, where Amazon was notorious for this. And it's not just Amazon. Walmart did it. Target does it. who else? Walgreens, CVS, they all do it. So they put out a business model and they want to see if this business model is going to be profitable. And once they see that, like Robitussin, oh, really? Robitussin is selling, how many Robitussin bottles do we sell? Oh, we sell about 100 a month or 300 a month. Okay, we're Walgreens. Let's create Waltussin, right? And now they're like, and we'll mark the price just slightly a little bit lower. So they don't buy the Robitussin, they buy Waltussin. And I seen notarize.com do that to notaries. And I think that was like, they pretty much showed their fangs on that. If you guys, want to act like you don't see that they're wolves in sheep clothing, that's on you. But I'm with you, Mark, on, I would definitely push the mobile notary side of it. It's more efficient that way. It's, a lot of people aren't that tech savvy, but, they may be ahead of the curve where they're, catering to millennials, Gen Z population. But yeah, I'm a pass this over to Tech. Tech, go ahead, brother.
No, man, I'm just feeling this conversation, man. I'm really digging the flow of the conversation, man. You guys it's interesting. It's really refreshing, just to hear a different perspective and just to get a different glimpse on this industry. So, I mean, Mark, I just want to know, like, what do you think is missing in this industry? What do you think the individual notary himself, what are they missing?
I think the individual notary would do good to have an understanding of like lifetime customer value. So like insurance people, like they get it. I want to build a book of business. And I think for a notary, you should do the same thing. Build a book of business, a book of people, not just everybody like title companies and attorneys, and they just are looking there. No, look at your people out here. Go build a book with them. They'll come by and they'll use you over and over and over again. And that's ad-free revenue, So that is one aspect that I think that Grace and I really focus on, that we really focus on, you know, over deliver to your customer, build a relationship with them. And then I think the other thing, there's a real heavy, almost like a, it's like a, they're blinders. It's like, all I can see is loan signing. Like that's the only trick. That's a one trick pony. You know, that is such a small fraction of the market. And you have the ability as a mobile notary, I believe you have the ability to offer other things that are essentially the same service. Really, as a notary, you're doing clerical work. You can offer other clerical work, right? You can offer other clerical services that are more or less equivalent, you know, or they're not going to require a whole lot to learn to do really well. And the same thing, though, the markup is still there. The cost to run the business is still nothing, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's this industry is interesting because I always say that it really is a individualized business. It can really mold around your own life. So I'm just curious to know just a little bit back about your background. You said you were a registered nurse.
Yes.
What do you think? And then you kind of got out of that and then developed into become like more entrepreneurial. So I just want to know like just a little bit about like you, like, how did you come into becoming a notary? I know you kind of talked about it earlier, but why did you pick this industry?
Well, I'm glad I did, you know, for sure. So I think that part of it, it was a kind of a couple of mechanisms, but I was really trying to get out of intensive care. And it was just, man, it was beating me to death. And as I was trying these other things, In my mind, I learned what I liked about different businesses and what I didn't like. So like pre-leaving my nursing job, you know, we tried like the network marketing things, you know, lotions, potions and pills, I call them. And I liked that you could get started for almost nothing. I didn't like that it was a really hard sell. So I started looking at like, okay, well, what can you do? It's not really a hard sell. It's kind of, there's some in demand about it. And I just, you know, this just stewed. It just stewed for a while I was just going about my life. And then while I was transitioning into insurance, I was also doing, I do home health. So I would go into somebody's house, you know, you kind of assess them, take note, maybe they got bandages or whatever. So I'd do that and they'd pay me about $50 to do that. And I'd be there for about a 30 minute. And that kind of planted a seed. I was like, well, what if there was something you could do like this, but it wasn't all the nursing involved. I could just get in, get out, make some money. And it was just like light bulb moment. It was like, what about being a mobile? And I didn't even know that was a thing. I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah. Who introduced you to the industry? Who told you about it?
It just popped in my head, man. It was literally like a light bulb thing. So nobody did. It just seemed like something that I should try. And it doesn't really cost much to, you know, to try it out. So I figured, well, if it's like these MLMs or whatever, it'll just be one more thing that didn't work, right? And lo and behold, it worked. It worked great.
Do you think people know what a notary is?
I think that some do, some don't. Yeah, I think I think most people know that it is a service that they're going to need at some point in their life for some reason. I think the older population has a better understanding. But I also think there is probably a faction of population that think that it's just something you get done at the bank. It's like a banking type transaction. And those are ones that I'm really going after, like UPS, FedEx, the Wells Fargo. I really try to heavily educate people that, hey, what's your time worth? You know, I was at Wells Fargo last week and thank God it was a paying customer that sent me there. Otherwise I would have never tortured myself like that, but I was there for 2 hours. I billed them for it. But if that had been like, okay, is that what your customers do? They come here and they wait 2 hours to not have to pay a notary fee. That's ridiculous.
Okay, and then this will be my last question. I didn't really plan on asking a ton of questions, but I mean, I gotta say, you are a captivating guy. And, you know, we all know Tiger is like he injects the elements that no one has ever, like, you may not even been aware of, and all of a sudden it can be molded into this notary business. But let me ask you this, and then I'll you got some questions here and everything, but what about this industry, like, how do you see this playing out in the next 5 years? What do you think is going to happen?
Now, that's a tough question. I know what I'd like to see this whole Ron thing just go up in smoke, but I think that I think the demand's going to always be there, and the demand will probably always increase. I would like to see, and I think this will happen anyway, notaries becoming more multi-service, meaning they have you can offer everything that FedEx offers and UPS store offers right out of your house. I mean, you can do what they do, you know? And I think that when people go to places like that, what I'm seeing is the customer service there is horrendous. So I think as independent notaries, as they learn to really get that message out there that the customer service that we offer is superior, I think it'll benefit the industry.
Yeah, that's, to me, what separates a lot of notaries from somebody who maybe can only command or questions why they can't get more than $2 versus somebody who can get $228 without even thinking about it, $329, $125, whatever it is. And for the same document, this is definitely becoming an individualized business. It always has been to me. Yeah. And, people say, well, how do I stand out? Well, if I go get additional education, more certification, that'll make me stand out. Absolutely not. What makes you stand out is in you. Like, I just kind of give a sense of who you are and how you kind of mold your own personality into this business and why it works and why is strategy even important. Like, we know Tiger strategy is marketing, is going heavy on sales, and is, you can't really succeed without that. You know, you absolutely need that no matter what you do. And then you have a medical background, and then you take your familiarity with the document itself. Like, why is strategy so important? I hope people are kind of getting a sense of, you know, this can mold around yourself. You define yourself as one thing and signing agent, fingerprinter, possible agent, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. The phone will ring. That's the bottom line. And at some point, you have to get the client, you have to get it. So, but I don't know. I appreciate you answering those questions. I see you got some questions here, and I'll open it up. Or Tiger, you can go ahead and take over.
Okay, cool. So, LaShonda, we're going to go with you first. Let me add you to the spotlight. And you can unmute yourself and ask your question, dear.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, LaShonda. How you doing?
I'm actually wonderful today. Thanks for asking. Okay. So your first strategy, I see you was in healthcare, and then you went into the homes and you said that you decided that wasn't good for you, but you could make more money being a mobile notary. What was your first strategy that you did to get clients as a notary?
Great question. So the very first thing that I did was the first two things I did. The first thing I did was I listed my service on Google Business Profile, which was a lot easier to do back then than it is now, but it's still just as important. The second thing I did, which was Thumbtack. I used Thumbtack Pro, and I've since figured out some workarounds for Thumbtack. There's a better way of using Thumbtack than paying the lead fee, but even
like
that.
Like what? I want to hear that.
Okay, yeah. So, it's like pillaging them or pirating them. So instead of paying the lead fee from Thumbtack, set your lead fee or your weekly budget off and just go look at the opportunities and look for the ones that haven't been cherry picked, and then you cherry pick them.
Oh, but you pay for the lead when they contact you, though.
You pay for the lead if they contact you. But if you just set your budget to like no leads, right? Or that you don't want to be contacted right now, but you go over to the opportunity side and just look for ones that are kind of like they're unfilled.
Yeah.
And then it's not like a one-way trip to the bottom, I think, unfortunately, Thumbtack, in one sense, it attracts a lot of shoppers. But fortunately, I think a lot of the mobile notaries on Thumbtack that I see, at least in my area, the prices, we're all pretty similar. We're all very comparable. but it's just what, you know, it's one of those things I used initially that worked very well in 2019, and it still has. And you can, you know, your Google profile, you can optimize it, you can tweak it, you know, get reviews, that kind of thing will definitely bump you up the list.
LaShonda, you had any other questions?
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Next up, we have Ben Brown. Let me pull you up, Ben Brown. Ben, I believe, is in Florida as well.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks for getting me on here and doing this, Tiger. And yeah, I see you're out in Port Orange, huh? That's out by Orlando, right?
So I'm just slightly south of Daytona.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm in Dade City, which is about an hour north of Tampa.
Yep.
Not that far from Orlando, from that area, but it is a little far, about 2 hours, about an hour and a half, something like that. But
how close are you to Brooksville?
Oh, I'm real close, right down the street from Brooksville.
All right.
So what was your question, Ben?
So my question was about the doc preparation.
Yes, sir.
Because you're the first person that I've seen do it and kind of integrate it directly into your notary business. So I was just curious how that works. I know I've seen where Tiger, where you have done some doc preparation stuff before, and I think with Tech, it's more on the like working with a paralegal. Can you talk more about that? Because there's a lot of different things on it. Like some people say you shouldn't do it as a notary. Some people say it's good. How did you thread that needle?
Yeah, this is a hot topic, especially in the Florida Facebook groups. It really can it can really become a hot topic. And so it's, for starters, perfectly legal. You do want, like, on your website, you want a non-attorney disclaimer. This is not an attorney, can't give you legal advice. And you want to preface that with people who are talking documents to you, that I'm not an attorney, can't give you legal advice. I can furnish the legal instrument. So this is allowable in Florida. It's allowable in a few states, but every state is nuanced, with the exception of Nevada and Florida, I think are almost like open sesame. So basically non-attorney disclosure. And what we do is we just, you know, you can't tell them what form they need. They have to know what form they need. But for most of us functioning adults, that's a rather obvious thing. You know, somebody comes to me, Mark, I need a ladybird deed. Okay, what's your property address, you know, and who are you leaving? I can't tell you who I think you should leave it to. That's advice. You know, you have to know all that stuff. They have to know all that stuff. And then you can produce the instrument for them. There has been, there's companies like me that do this. And one of the bigger ones here in Florida is Florida Document Specialist. And the owner of that is John Bain. Now, he's actually the 2021 Notary of the Year. So he's got some, you know, he's got some credibility to him. And another one who's big here in Florida is Barrios Notary Service. He's over there in Tampa, Riverview area. And so same thing. So these guys have been in the industry for a long, long time. And none of them are in jail. It's working out pretty well for them as well. So if you can take comfort in that. Now, there's another debate around that, is that can you notarize those documents? Well, the state says that if it's a regular part of your business, you can. So if you're a document preparer, it's a regular part of your business. Now, some people, it gives an example when it cites that. For example, an attorney would prepare a will and would notarize it. It's not saying you can only do that if you're an attorney. It's just giving you an example of that's somebody who would be doing this and it was a regular part of their business. So now there is an association here in Florida called the Florida Association of Legal Document Preparers. The owner, unfortunately, recently passed away. Her name is Ruth. So I don't know what direction that is going to head in. But that was where we first hooked up and kind of got, you know, got our feet wet in the industry.
Okay, awesome. That's a lot of food for thought. I really appreciate you clarifying that.
I hope that was helpful to you, Ben.
Huh?
I hope that was helpful to you, brother.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. It was very helpful. I appreciate it.
Sound like you go pull the trigger on some legal docs, man.
Oh, for sure.
All right, cool. Hey, I wanted to bring on Grace here. Grace is Mark's better half. I don't know if you're able to unmute yourself, Grace, but I'd love to bring you on here.
She's taking it. Looks like she's gonna try to unmute.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. It looked like you have some great weather out there.
I know. I have the kids at the park. I had to go do an appointment, and they came with me. So we're at the park right now, just enjoying it. It's gorgeous out. Yeah.
Yeah. Chicago weather sucks right now. So I wanted to ask you too, because I was telling Mark earlier, you know, backstage, I saw the video where you were at the Secretary of State doing an apostille, and you guys were talking about how a lot of people will make apostilles complicated, and it's really not that complicated. Can you speak on that a little bit, on like your experience in the apostille world? I don't know anything about apostille, but I'm curious though.
Yeah, I mean, it's Mark probably has already said it, but you know, we just kind of have listened to our audience, like the people that we service, and people just kept saying, you know, we need an apostille done. Can you do that? And we're like, you know what? We're going to learn. And it was easy. It's not a difficult process. Did we, you know, we've made connections, like, so it's a form that has to be brought to the Secretary of State of your state to be sent out of the country. So we made a really awesome connection with a courier actually in Tallahassee. So she will go and run our apostille directly into the Secretary of State. Her name's Melissa. She's amazing. So it's just super simple, you know, like we said in the video, you can learn anything. I mean, I'm 40 years old and I'm like surprised at the things that I'm still learning. You know what I mean? I'm still learning and growing. So you just learn your service and offer it. Don't overcomplicate it. Just do it.
We do
those probably like at least a couple times a week. So it's pretty lucrative.
Yeah, especially out there in Florida, you have a lot of snowbirds out there, don't you?
Yeah, we get people from all walks of life, it seems like. We just did one this morning for a guy who's in Poland, or he's sending documents to Poland from Florida. And then we've got a 3 o'clock. So like we're already, I mean, if you tallied up our revenue, we're $400 today just in apostilles. So it's not a bad gig, but yeah, it's not complicated. I don't know that, you know, you read up on it, you read up on the Hague Treaty and the Hague countries. And ideally the simplest way to simplify apostilles is find a notary who's in the capital city that'll courier your documents for you. And you just are, you're basically a facilitator. You're a middleman. You express mail those documents to your courier. You pay your courier their fee. You make sure you cover the cost of your, express mail, and then you charge whatever your fee is for facilitating all of that, which in our case, it's usually 125 to 150 a pop.
Now I have your website pulled up right now, right? For your online Notary Prosperity Academy, right? If a new notary was coming into the game and they was like, look, man, I want to learn this business the right way. Where would you direct them on your academy first?
So, man, that's a great question. So I feel like everybody, they get roped into these $800 systems and without even knowing that, well, you know, you're going to have to go throw another $200 away on the real certification and the background check and this and that. So I feel like, why don't you just take a good snapshot of it and make sure it's for you? So with that in mind, we created what you're looking at right here, the Notary Umbrella. And okay. that literally just tells you it. The first part of it is, what is a notary? What do they do? How do they operate? And then it goes into, well, where's the money coming from? How do I get commissioned where I'm at? And then some of those, so, you know, some of the platforms and like the very basics of creating a Google listing. So that would be like, you're not heavily invested at $17. You get a good idea of whether this is for you or not without being heavily invested.
Mm-hmm. Very reasonable on the pricing. Okay. Now for a person that has been in the notary game for a while, but they need some shock to their business model, where would you refer them then?
So now that goes to the flagship course, the Prosperity okay. Academy, because that is where we're going to go into. I'm literally going to show you how, with that, I show you how we went from ground zero to all the way where we are now. And I continually update that, meaning mm-hmm. if there's information in there that I feel like there's more relevant information, I'm going to update it. And we go over everything from email campaigns to scraping emails to paid ads to search engine optimization to vendors. You know, you want to be a signing agent, you want vendors here. We've got a big list of them. They're right here. And then we go into some of the, so the additional services. I give a breakdown of these other services that we offer, whether it's being a wedding officiant or being a being an apostille. They call it an agent, but like it's more of a facilitating thing. Mm-hmm. And going into the legal documents, which again, I have a disclaimer that those are, that's not applicable to every state is very nuanced. Like I think in Texas, you can do immigration, but you can't do any of the estate stuff. And in my opinion, the estate stuff is where the money's at. And it's also where the efficiency's at because it's very easy to do.
Love it. So I put the link in the chat on the Backstage Pass, and I will be also adding the link to YouTube right now for you guys. Check out the Academy, very affordable. Getting a mentor, I think, is, you know, crucial in starting a notary business, man. You don't want to wing this. You don't want to be a YouTube junkie and you're learning all of this free. Like, trust me, they're not putting their best shit on YouTube. Heck, I don't put my best stuff on YouTube. If I do, it's a still image and you can't see shit. I'm letting you guys know, okay? So it's the truth. We'll see. Oh, last question. I think this is gonna be a fun question. Top five mistakes notaries make when jumping into this industry.
I think number one is going to be, or number five, I guess we're going backwards. Number five would be pigeonholing yourself into just being like, I'm just going to be a signing agent. You're leaving so much money on the table and you're trying to compete in what's a competitive space. So it's, I call it actually the low hanging fruit. So if you're just chasing the low hanging fruit, and then with that seems to come this idea that if you're operating in that space, you're basically dependent on other lead generation systems. So that would be mistake number four. You need to be your own lead generation system. You need to figure that part out. And then I think from there, three would be seeing your customers as a one-off transaction. Like, this is just something I'm doing for somebody else. No. Make them look good. Make yourself look good. Sell yourself on that customer. So number three would be sell your services. Make sure you're building the relationships. I think number two would be probably not marketing yourself sufficiently locally, because there's a lot you can do. And then number one is digital marketing, which is a whole world of conversation.
Yeah.
But digital marketing is a gold mine for your notary business, no matter where you are.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned digital marketing, because I did a course which remarkably, it's not one of my top selling courses, but I think it's just, you know, one of them courses that people should take. It was called Steady Stamping, where I introduced email marketing to people, to notaries specifically. And a lot of notaries don't touch it. They don't touch email marketing. And I was like, and what you were saying earlier, you were talking about book of business. And I was like, okay, so where's your book of business then? How do you feel about email marketing?
That's what makes you rich. You build up your email list, you get rich. Simple. It's plain and simple. Scrape them, send them. You know, if you're, let's just say you're a signing agent. Every time they give you those documents, you've got a customer's email and you've got a lender's email or a title person's email. So you automatically should have three different email lists right there that you're just, all you do you spam them? No, send them a follow-up email. Or if it's the customer, you send them an introductory email. Now, boom, captured them. Hey, you meet them, ask them, hey, I'm going to send you want my newsletter? I tell you, you know, I'm in the community. It'll keep you updated on what we're doing. You have the ability to one click reach hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people. And if you decide to ever run a special offer, you decide to add additional service. Let's say you decide I'm going to be a tax preparer now. Boom. Hey, guess what, gang? I'm doing taxes now.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Instant.
So we're at the top of the hour, you guys. I want to thank Mark for coming on here. So Mark, what we do with every guest, we ask you to put on your promotion hat and promote your product. So the floor is all yours, man. What would you like to push?
All right. It sounds like you guys have done a pretty good job of it. So we have the flagship course, right? Which is, it's kind of everything. It's a lot to consume. But you have lifetime access to it. You have to be committed. You know, you got to decide that you're committed to growing your business as big as you want, you know, as big as you want it to be. If you're in Florida, if you're a Florida notary, the legal document preparation game it's strong here. There's not a lot of competition. So definitely look at either the legal document training or the Ladybird training, which is only, I think that one's only $100. And I find of all the documents we do, the Ladybird is by far the most popular. It's relatively easy to learn. The certification there is total nonsense. It's a joke. If you've watched any of my videos, you'd see I make fun of the certification. but that is a gimmick. But the Ladybirds here in Florida, it's a thing. I'm constantly getting emails and calls, can you get me a Ladybird deed? You can cross sell that thing easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to cross sell to people because people don't want to leave their property to the government and they don't have to in Florida. And you charge $150, done. I don't think I've ever had anybody say, no, I don't want that Ladybird deed. Honestly, I don't think anybody's ever said, no, it's not for me. And that's it. So
the directory, are you accepting new notaries on the directory right now?
So yeah, if anybody wants to be in the directory, that's called noblelegalpros.com. And if you don't have to be part of the directory to be part of our database. All you got to do is just reach out to us either by email or by Facebook or whatever and just say, hey, I'm a notary in this area. Here's my contact info, and I will add you to the database. So like we talked about earlier before the show, you have bottlenecks in your business, and definitely having that network of notaries is a potential bottleneck. So I'm all about having notaries just in my phone, you know?
Yeah, love it. So I put the link to legalpro.com in the chat, ladies and gentlemen. You guys could check it out, join the directory. If we didn't get to your question, I apologize. But I wanted to thank you again, Mark. I want to thank you, Grace. I want to thank you, Tech, LaShonda, Ben, everybody that participated on this Notary War Room Live. Look, man, this is for you guys. This is for you guys. We try to bring you the best content possible, and we wish you the very best and have a happy holidays if I don't speak to you guys then.